Nerding out. Nuggets.
Bite-sized bits of nerdiness, and the nugs are dank. Nerding out nuggets.
Welcome to an all-new Nerdin' Out Nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Where today, Cameron and I are going to give you our thoughts on the new Bob's Burgers movie, long delayed because of COVID, but is finally in theaters.
It's about damn time.
We're not going to spoil anything for you. We're just going to, you know,
The whole thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Cameron's going to spoil. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil. Now, I think this is interesting because we've got a huge Bob's Burgers fan. That is myself. Cameron, I think you're more casual.
Yeah, for sure.
And then your wife, Katie, came along with us, and she's never seen an episode.
Not a lick of it.
So we got some different perspectives here for you. Please hit that subscribe button. Give us a follow. Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter. Nerdin' Out on Instagram. Ton of content coming at you. We'll explain at the end of this, so you want to be subscribed. Please and thank you. Now, the Bob's Burgers movie. In theaters, it's counter-programming to Top Gun Maverick of the Memorial Day weekend. I looked at my AMC app. There is a decent amount of pre-sold seats.
Yeah, I looked as well at the Regal near my house.
Okay.
And same situation.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Me too.
Yeah. So
a lot of people worked really hard on this.
Oh, for sure. Now, the show is in its 13th season, I believe.
I think so.
I have always really, really loved it. We did that one Nerd Not podcast, Places You Wished Existed in Real Life, and I wished Bob's Burgers was one of them.
I get it. I mean, it's such a different tone and mood than most other animated shows.
For sure.
And I find it way more relaxing.
I think that's one of the things that attracted me to it is because the relationships within the Belcher family. Like, this is a really close family.
Yeah.
And they all really get along.
And they like each other.
And the kids, I'm especially really enjoy Tina, Jean, and Louise because it's the most supportive sibling relationship on television.
Yeah.
I just really, really, it's a nice change of pace.
Agreed. Because if you look at other shows, the natural comparison would be The Simpsons, which is also on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy, which is also on Fox.
Right.
The kids on both of those shows hate one another.
There's infighting between them and the parents.
The husband and wife, not a fan of each other.
Right. Bob's Burgers is the antithesis of that.
Agreed.
And that's why I think, that's what really kind of attracted me to it in the first place.
I think that's what attracts a lot of people to it.
Yeah. It's just really, it's refreshing. It's a refreshing take on a family.
Agreed.
Which I like. And that's definitely on display here in the movie. Louise having a bit of an identity crisis in this movie. And Tina and Jean, they have her back as she goes on this quest, and they're on board.
Yeah.
They're not thrilled. They're not happy to do it.
But they're doing it.
But Louise is doing it, so they're doing it.
They're very supportive.
I know.
Putting their own crap aside.
Yeah, for sure. Most of the characters from the show are in this movie. Teddy, Mr. Fishoder, Felix Fishoder, Officer Bosco, Critter, the One-Eyed Snake. One-Eyed Snakes are some of my favorites when they pop up.
Yeah.
Kids and teachers from Wagstaff. Mickey the Criminal. Let's talk about Mickey the Criminal for just a second.
Okay.
Mickey was originally voiced by Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a couple of super classic episodes. Season 2's Bob Day Afternoon, where we meet Mickey and he's robbing a bank. It's a takeoff on Dog Day Afternoon. Season 3's Bob Fires the Kids, in which the kids end up going to work on a pot farm.
Yeah.
And the couple on the pot farm voiced by Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Great episode. And then season 5's Thanksgiving episode, Dawn of the Peck, when the town is taken over by turkeys and chickens and different things like that.
Right.
These are three of my all-time favorite episodes. I've seen these episodes dozens of times.
Really? Okay.
These are go-to episodes. If I'm just want to chill out and have the show on in the background, it's usually Bob Fires the Kids. That's one of my big go-tos. And so Bill Hader's not voicing Mickey anymore.
Do we know why that is?
I think maybe he was working on Barry or something.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
I don't think he'd abandoned.
Yeah, right.
Just probably didn't. I'm assuming he didn't have time on his schedule.
Yeah.
Because in this latest season of Bob's Burgers, Mickey is back and Bill Hader's not voicing him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of jarring.
Yeah, I mean, it always is.
Especially I've seen these episodes with Mickey so many freaking times.
And after a certain period of time, that's just, even if it is a character with more of a bit part, you still are used to what you're used to.
Yeah.
You know, you assign the voice to the face, and that's a tough putt for everybody involved.
Sure. It's a quibble, though. I mean,
for sure.
Overall, I think this movie is super fun. We saw it with a group of people that were definitely familiar with Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
A lot of just excitement, a lot of laughing. It's not overwhelming with songs.
No, it was the perfect balance of songs, because that is one thing that I think would be not a problem necessarily, but something that would be jarring for casual people who...
I think it'd be harder to indoctrinate people into that.
And also the songs that were in there didn't hit you over the head with it over and over and over again.
Yeah. One song hits like right out of the gate, but... Yeah. Not overwhelming as far as the musical numbers are concerned.
No, not at all.
We put the over-under musical numbers at 6, and it came in at the under.
Yeah.
Which I really was surprised. I think the movie clips along nicely.
I was going to say that is one of my main takeaways, and that is something that I always think is a good indicator of a good movie. Mm-hmm. If you suddenly are going, wait a second, we're in the third act already?
Yeah.
Things are wrapping up, the credits are about to roll?
Yeah.
There has been a bunch of movies recently that I've seen where I'm kind of looking at the clock, you know?
I feel like, yeah, we've seen
even movies that I really love.
Right. A lot about, you know, more recent Marvel movies like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, you could have, The Batman.
The Batman.
Comes to
so
mind.
So long.
Like The Batman, you could have
loved
taken,
it, but
taken like 20 minutes out of there and it would have flowed so much better.
Agreed.
Yeah, but this clips along, I think it's about an hour 40, hour 45 minutes.
Right about there, yeah.
As an Uber fan, I really, really liked it. Cameron, as a more of a casual fan.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. It reminded me a lot of, I was always a casual, somewhat serious, but mostly casual fan of The Simpsons growing up, especially like in my high school years.
Mm-hmm.
And when the movie came out, that reignited my... Yeah. Interest and love for the show.
Yep.
And I think this did that exact same thing. So, you know, I've gone in and out of watching new episodes of Bob's Burgers. Okay. I always end up watching them.
Sure.
But I'm not like on it every week.
Okay.
And now that I've seen this movie, I am fully engulfed. I'm ready to dive back in. And I love that.
I like the look of it. It just really pops.
Yeah,
on the screen.
It really looks nice. And you know what? They didn't really change a lot about the visuals. That is one complaint that some people have when you take a show and turn it into a movie. Why does it look so much different than it does on TV? They did a good job writing that balance.
I think so, too. It just really, really comes to life on the big screen.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they never got around to doing that second Simpsons movie.
Yeah. I think that'll be one of those things that eventually, if they do it, it'll be straight to Disney+.
Maybe. Where The Simpsons are concerned, it's like, I still like the episodes I like.
Yeah,
me and too. Those were like the
season
early,
3, 4, 5
seasons.
Yeah, I just watched Flaming Moe's the other day.
Like those, like I'm still really into, but no interest in like, I probably stopped watching 20 seasons ago.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
It's been a while for
but
me too.
Like I have held hard and firm and fast to Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
I just keep going. Because like I said, like you said, it's a relaxing show.
It's so relaxing.
It's a fun show.
It's heartwarming.
And as we have established here recently, I like to be heartwarmed.
You have a lot of feels that are coming out more and more recently.
I like to be heartwarmed.
I get it.
That's why I like Parks and Rec as much as I do.
I get it.
I was watching an episode the other day of Parks and Rec, heartwarmed. I've seen
it. That's why we like, I mean, that if you think about it, that is a common thread that you and I have with the shows that we love.
Yeah.
The Office, Parks and Rec, Superstore, all these shows have that string of heartwarming throughout them.
Right.
Bob's Burgers, definitely no exception.
Now, your wife, Katie, came along, and she has never seen the show. What did she think?
You know what's funny is not only has she not seen the show, but she watches very little animation.
Okay.
Like very, very little animation. I think I had Rick and Morty on once.
Okay.
And she had never seen it. And I saw her kind of looking up from her work to check it out. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't really into it.
Right.
I think talking to her in the car after the movie, she really, really liked it.
Good.
And she's a, you know, she's not a tough audience per se, but she's more of an internal laugher when it comes to you know, funny movies and comedies.
Right. Okay.
And there was a ton of stuff in this movie that she was laughing out loud at.
It's definitely got some laugh out loud moments.
And she is down to watch more of the show. Like, she really, really enjoyed it.
Good.
I was happy about that. And then I think, you know, that it's kind of the same point that we've been making this whole time. I love shows like Rick and Morty a lot, but those are definitely wall to wall. High energy, fast cuts, loud characters. Bob's Burgers is way more relaxing.
Well, I think you would like their other show, The Great North.
I've seen a couple episodes of The Great North.
Because that's a relaxing vibe too. That's another really supportive family. They have a lot of things in common with Bob's Burgers, obviously. I really like that too. I'm getting like more and more into The Great North.
And where is that available?
I would assume it's on Hulu. I just watch it on Fox.
Okay, yeah, then it's on Hulu.
Yeah. But this Bob's Burgers movie, I'm giving it an A.
I'm giving it an A as well. And I'd love to take a second to shout out one of our Nerdin' Out listeners, Mary.
Please. Mary.
Who messaged and asked what we thought of the film. And she said she's the production supervisor, the design production supervisor at Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
She runs a design team, manages all the artists. A lot of her team worked on the movie, and they're all super proud of it. And they're happy we liked it.
Well, they should be proud.
Absolutely.
Be proud of it. Congratulations, Mary. Your team worked on an excellent movie that we really liked. If you're not familiar with the show, you're going to be fine going to it. Like, maybe your friend's into it and wants to take you along. Go. You'll have a good time. You will definitely have a good time. Now, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Obi-Wan Kenobi is coming at you tomorrow. Two episodes being released on Disney Plus.
Star Wars
Celebration is here. You'll see it trending all over Twitter. I've been looking at pictures. The first half of Stranger Things season 4 coming at you tomorrow on Netflix. I know you're not as excited as you are Obi-Wan, but we're going to be watching all of it.
All of it, yep.
All of it.
At one time, simultaneously on different screens.
So like we have been saying, there's so much content coming at you. But we have Memorial Day holiday. I'm doing a little bit of Vegasing. So pods might be dropping at different times on a different schedule. So if you're subscribed, no need to worry about that. It takes nothing for you to hit that subscribe button. Also, much like Mary here, if you have something you want to comment on, you can always do that on our social, Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter. Slide into our DMs on Instagram. And the email is always open, thenerdinout@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
Let us know what you're into. I would love to hear some Nerdin' Out Top Gun Maverick reviews because as of right now, it is not on my schedule.
I am adding it to your schedule.
I know you think it should be on there.
I'm adding it. So you're going to get the little phone notification. Boom, you have tickets. Go. And then you will be legally required to at that point. That's how it works.
But we would love to know what you think. Obi-Wan, Stranger Things, Doctor Strange, so much stuff coming up. The Boys is coming out a week later.
All of it.
Yeah. So hit the subscribe button and be sure to get back to us because we always love your feedback. I think we're like the Belcher family, Cameron.
I think so too.
I think we're very supportive of each other.
I think I'm very Louise-like.
Just need to get you some bunny ears.
Obliterate that subscribe button. And thanks for listening to Nerdin' Out Nuggets.